Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. How's that? Is that better? All right. Well, it's always nice to come and share God's word with my...
很高兴能够来跟你们一起分享神的话。
With my brothers and sisters here at Santa Rosa Chinese Christian Church. So,
跟我这些亲弟兄姊妹们在这个Santa Rosa这个中国的基督教会的一些姐妹和弟兄。 So
as we begin, let me just open in a word of prayer and ask God to speak to us through His word today and through me, His messenger, to all of you.
首先，我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come into your presence this morning with great joy. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for the Lord Jesus. And thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives in us.
谢谢圣灵住在我们心里。
May He speak to us now through your word.
求圣灵通过你的话来向我们的心说话。
Give us hearts and minds to understand.
给我们的心给我们来明白你的话语。
And give us the desire to obey you.
给我们一个心来顺服你。
We know that obedience brings great joy and delight to you.
我们知道我们的顺服在你的心里可以有很大的喜乐。
And we ask for all of this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们来请求以我们有以上的请求以耶稣基督的名。 Amen.
Amen.
So the writer of Psalm 100 says this.
诗篇一百篇，这个第四节，他这个作者他说的。
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
当称谢进入他的门。
And give thanks to him.
当称谢他。
And often when we think of thanksgiving,
当我们想到这个感恩的时候，
we imagine the American holiday of Thanksgiving Day.
我们就想象美国的这个感恩节。
Turkey, dressing, cranberry sauce, etc.
火鸡，还有火鸡的汁儿，还有那个什么那个cranberry，就是cranberry的那个蔓越莓的那个膏。
Or maybe we think of the little prayers we pray just before we eat, and we thank Him for what He has provided.
也许我们想到，我们谢饭祷告，在我们吃饭以前来感谢神。
A well-known Christian many years ago said this.
一个非常知名的基督徒很久以前说过这句话。
Thanksgiving is good, but thanksgiving is better.
感恩非常好，但是一个感恩的生活就更好。
And this is good counsel for those of us who are followers of Jesus.
这个呢，对我们是一个非常好的一个忠告，对我们这个跟随耶稣的人是一个非常好的忠告。
This morning, I would like to talk to you about having an attitude of gratitude.
我今天早上起来要谈，就是要有一个感恩的一个态度，生活态度。
Because that is the mark of a true disciple of Jesus.
因为呢，这个呢是一个真正的耶稣的门徒的一个记号。
So let me talk to you about two things.
我们今天要讲两点。
Thanklessness is a mark of spiritual sickness.
不感恩呢，是这个灵里头软弱的一个标志。
And thankfulness is a mark of spiritual health.
而充满感恩呢，是这个灵里头健康的一个标志。
So let's talk about our first point, thanklessness.
咱们先谈第一点，就是不感恩。
Sin is a universal spiritual disease.
罪是一个普遍的一个灵里的一个疾病。
Paul says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
那保罗使徒保罗说啊，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Jeremiah the prophet said that our hearts are deceitful and desperately sick.
先知耶利米他也说，他说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
And one of the symptoms of this sickness is a lack of gratitude.
这些就是这些罪的其中的一个表现呢，就是没有感恩。
Paul writes in Romans 1:21.
使徒保罗在罗马书第一章第二十一节讲。
Referring to unrighteous and ungodly men,
他叫这个不就是不认识神，也是是不是那个正义的人。
Even though they knew God, they did not give thanks.
他们说呢，他们虽然知道神，他们却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
In 2 Timothy 3.
在那个提摩太后书第三节
，referring to the characteristics of our last days in which we live，
他们想到这个末世危险日子到来时候
，Paul says men will be ungrateful。
那时候呢，保罗说啊，人要专顾自己，也不知感恩。
Ungrateful literally means thanklessness。
不知感恩就知道，不就是意思就是不知道感谢，不知道称谢。
It means to not be thankful.
就说他就是不感恩。
There's a wonderful story in the Gospels about thankless people.
那在这个四福音书里头有一个非常著名的一个故事，关于这个不感恩的故事。
In Luke 17, we learn an interesting lesson from 10 lepers.
在这个路加福音第十七章，我们知道这个十个得大麻风病人的故事。
There are 10 men who are diseased with this dreaded disease called leprosy.
有十个男人，有十个人呢，他得了这种非常可怕的病，叫麻风病。
They're isolated from their families, from their jobs, from the entire community.
他们因为得了这个病，所以就是让他们远离他们自己的家庭，自己的这个社区，还有自己的这些朋友们。
They're in a very desperate situation.
他们情况是非常惨的。
Jesus is traveling from up in Galilee down to Jerusalem.
耶稣呢，他是从加利利到耶路撒冷的路上。
And he comes into a small village where these 10 lepers live.
他路过这个村庄，这十个得大麻风病的人住在那里。
And they see Jesus.
这些人看到了耶稣。
And they must have heard about his miracles.
他们肯定听说过耶稣他做的那些奇神迹。
Because they say to Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us.
所以他就跟对耶稣说，他说大卫的儿子，你救救我们吧。
Just another way of saying, heal us, make us better.
另一种说法就是说，你医治我们吧，叫我们好起来。
And all Jesus says to them is, go show yourselves to the priests.
耶稣就对他们说，你去向你们的大祭司们去让大祭司们去看你们。
And the text of Luke tells us, as they went to do that, they were healed.
所以这个故事里告诉我们呢，说是当他们去的时候，他们就痊愈了。
9 of them continue moving away from Jesus, but one turns around and comes back and throws himself at Jesus' feet.
其他几乎所有的人，他们就是顺着就走了。只有一个人，他回到耶稣面前，跪在耶稣脚下来感谢耶稣。
And he praises Jesus and he thanks Jesus for his healing.
他赞美耶稣，他也感谢耶稣医治了他。
And then Jesus says a curious thing to him.
耶稣就对他说了这件事儿。
Weren't there 10 of you?
他说你不是有十个人吗？
Where are the other 9?
其他那九个人呢？
So what he did for that man was not only heal him physically, but he said, be saved.
所以就从另一个角度说呢，这耶稣就对他说，不光是他被医治了，而且他得救了。
He physically and spiritually healed that man.
他是从身体上、从肉体上和精神上都救了这个人。
An illustration of being thankless would be the nine who walked away without thanking Jesus for his healing of their bodies.
所以就是形成鲜明对比，就是那九个人呢，他们走，他们离开了耶稣，没有感谢他。
The sin of thanklessness finds its roots in discontentment and covetousness.
所以从这个不感恩的根源，实际上呢，它是在于这个不满足，而且呢，还有这个欲望。
The Apostle Paul teaches us in Philippians 4, I have learned to be content.
在这个腓立比书第四节。他这个保罗就说呢，我已经学会了满足。
He taught Timothy, godliness is great gain when accompanied by contentment.
他说呢，对于这个一个属神的人呢，他是一个对于这个一个知足是一个神赐的一个特别大的一个礼物。
In Hebrews 13:5, the author says, make sure that your way of life is being content with what you have.
在那个希伯来书头，他说：“你这个在这个在生活上，你要学，要过一个那个知足的一个生活。”
The Bible word for content means to be sufficient or to be enough.
在这个圣经里面，这个 content 就说是知足，也就是说呢，你觉得你都够了。
So the opposite of being content is what? Being discontent. I'm not happy.With what I have.
所以呢，这个就是知足的反面呢，就是说不知足，就是你所有的东西你都不满意。
A famous rich American was once asked many years ago, "How much money is enough money?"
有一个非常有名的一个美国的富人，别人问他说什么是富
？He answered, "Just a little bit more."
他说呢，就是比我现在有的再多一点。
That's discontentment.
这个就是
You're not happy with what you have.
你现在有的东西你不满足，不高兴。
But covetousness is another attitude that's wrong.
另外一个呢，贪婪呢，也是一个非常错误的这么一个。
The Apostle Paul in Romans 13 says, "You shall not covet," quoting the Ten Commandments.
那个使徒保罗在罗马书第十三章他说，他说你不可贪婪。他这时候呢，他就说了这个神的这十个诫命。
The word means to fix the desire upon that which belongs to someone else.
这意思就是贪婪，就是说他把那眼睛啊盯上这个他自己没有而别人有的这个东西上，他只是只盯上。
Have you ever looked at your neighbor's house and said, "I want that house"?
你有没有曾经看着你这个邻居的房子说，我想要那个房子
？Have you ever looked at your neighbor's car and said, "I want that car"?
你有没有看到你这个邻居的车？你看到说，我想要那个车。
That's discontentment.
那个就是不满足。
Yeah, that's covetousness.
那也是贪婪。
Let me get practical for just a moment.
咱们现在说一些比较具体的生活上的。
If your life is characterized by ungratefulness,
如果你的生活里边很多事情你都是不感恩的。
If a lack of gratitude is your habit,
如果不感恩是你的一个非常习惯性的一个态度。
And if thankfulness is a missing person in your life,
如果这个感恩是你生活中一个丢掉了这么一个
It may indicate that you're not yet a Christian.
这可能意味着你可能还不是一个真正的基督徒。
Maybe it's time to turn to Jesus.
可能你现在是真正要来你转向耶稣的时候。
Because Jesus is the one who can make us content.
因为耶稣他可以叫我们满足。
The Bible makes it abundantly clear we are all sinners.
圣经里说的非常清楚，我们都是罪人。
We all need a Savior.
我们都需要一个救主。
And Jesus is that Savior.
耶稣就是那个救主。
He did not come to be a great teacher.
他来不是做一个伟大的教师。
He did not come to become a founder of a movement.
他也不是来为了是作为一个伟大运动的这么一个。
He did not come to set a good example for us.
他也不是来为我们做一个榜样。
Though all those things are true.
这些都是真的。
He came for one reason.
他来是为了一个目的。
To save sinners like you and me.
来救像你像我这样的罪人。
He died on the cross and paid our debt of sin to God the Father.
他死在十架上，他为我们的罪付了代价。
He rose from the dead to prove he was the Son of God.
他从死里复活，证明了他就是神的儿子。
And he rose from the dead to demonstrate God's justice was now satisfied.
他从死里复活，他证明了神的公义现在是已经。
So the Bible admonishes us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will be saved.
So, 这个圣经里讲，我们认识，相信耶稣基督，我们就能够得救。
The Bible says, "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved."
圣经讲说，不管是什么人，他只要称呼耶稣基督的名，他就被得救了。
So this morning, if gratitude is a habit in your life, maybe it's because you don't know Jesus yet.
所以今天早上起来啊，如果你这个感恩呢、啊，不是你的是一个习惯的话，也许呢。
So I would encourage you to trust Jesus.
所以我要就是我要告诉你，我们都要去啊，要去相信认识基督。
Now, if you are a follower of Jesus,
如果你是基督徒的话。
There's a lesson for us, of course, as well.
这也对我们来讲也有一个功课要学。
If you spend more time griping and complaining and not thanking,
如果你很多时间你都是在抱怨，在不满足。
Maybe it's time for an attitude adjustment.
可能我们现在要好好的调整一下我们的生活态度。
I spoke at a camp for young people many years ago.
我在很多年以前，我和一个在一个这个年轻人的一个营会里边，我讲话。
And I noticed they did an interesting thing throughout the day.
我发现他们每整个一天，他们都在做一件非常有意思的事情。
Whether it was eating a meal or playing a game outside.
他们有时候在吃，有时候在外面去来玩游戏。
One of their leaders would shout, "Attitude adjustment."
他们这个领头的人们就过一会儿他就会讲那个就喊一声说是该要调整你们的态度。
And then all the kids would shout, "Praise the Lord!"
所有的这些孩子们都在叫赞美主。
And I thought to myself, "What a great idea!"
我当时想，哎呀，真是个好主意。
So sometimes in the course of our walk as a Christian.We need an attitude adjustment.
So, 我们在我们的人生路上，作为一个基督徒，我们需要这个人生态度的一个调整。
And one of the reasons why is because we can become complainers and we can become thankless.
所以为什么呢？是因为我们真是很容易就可以成为一个经常抱怨的人。
And we know what the Bible says about that.
我们知道你是圣经里是怎么讲的。
In Philippians 2, Paul said, "Do all things without complaining and murmuring."
因为在这个腓立比书第二章说的，他说凡所行的都不要发怨言。
So the first thing we must do to adjust our attitude is acknowledge we have sinned by being thankless.
所以我们第一个的话，我们就要调整，我们知道，要意识到。我们这个是这个不感恩是一个罪。
But the positive thing we should do is count our blessings.
正面的事情呢，我们是要数算我们的恩典。
Psalm 103 is a great psalm to turn to and read.
诗篇第一百零三篇是一个非常好的一个诗篇，我们要经常读。
There's an old hymn that goes like this.When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed.
这有一个非常有名的一个古老的一个诗歌，他讲，我们也经常唱过。
She knows it. When you are discouraged, thinking all is lost.
对，他说，又是遇见苦难如同大风浪。
Count your many blessings, name them one by one.
若把主的恩典从头数一数。
And it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
必能叫你惊讶历史乐欢呼。
Very good. She needs a hand of applause for that. So we confess, that's the attitude adjustment, we count the blessings, and then we contentedly thank God for each blessing.
所以我们呢,要调整我们的情绪,我们要经常感恩,同时呢,我们还经常有这个习惯呢,去数算神的恩典。
Psalm 105 says, O give thanks to the Lord, muse or think on all his wondrous deeds.
所以在诗篇105篇他就讲,你们要称谢耶和华,求告他的名,在万民中传扬他的作为。
Recently, my wife and I had to change our house insurance.
最近呢,我和我的太太
I see a lot of nodding heads.
we've all had to do that. 改我们的那个房子的保险。
So we found a new insurance company.
找了一个新的保险公司。
And normally the insurance company sends an inspector out to inspect the house just to see what they're insuring.
对,那个一般的,因为这个保险公司呢,会送来人呢,来去来考察这个房子,看看它到底是,它为怎么样的房子在做保。
But I received an email that told me to download an app to my phone.
但是呢,我呢,收到了一个email,说是,你有,你就是有一个app,你把它给它download在它的电话上。
And I would be the inspector, I would take pictures, and then I would describe for them what I have in my house.
那我呢,就要需要做所有的这些考察的工作,要照照片,要向他们报告,写下来向他们报告。
The day I got this, I was in a hurry to get somewhere to do something, and I was not happy that I had to be a self-inspector. And in my head, I said, you send your own inspector.
那天呢,我正好特别忙,我有很多事情要做,那我就非常不高兴,我就是在抱怨,我想你应该送你自己的那个来去考察的人员,你为什么叫我自己去做这件事?
So I confess, I was being very thankless.
所以那天我呢,我就承认我那天就非常的不感恩了。
I had to stop and check my attitude.
所以我呢,中间我就停下来,我就来检查我自己,省察我的这个态度,生活态度。
So I reminded myself, Chris, you have a house, and you have money to pay for the insurance.
然后我当时就想, Chris, 你有一个房子, 而且你还有钱去买这个保险。
Many people don't have a house, and many people don't have money.
很多人他没有房子, 而且也没有这个钱。
So I went from thankless to thankful.
所以我呢, 就是从不感恩, 变成了感恩。
Now let's talk about being thankful.
来,咱们来说说这个。
It's a mark of spiritual health.
这是呢,那个精神上,灵里健康的一个标志。
The normal state of health for every Christian is to be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
所以正常的基督徒的生活,它是应该在圣灵的掌控下。
In Ephesians 5, the Apostle Paul said, be careful how you walk.
在这个以弗所书的第五章,这个保罗说,你们要谨慎行事。
He's admonishing his readers, including us, to step gingerly.
他告诉我们,就是我们所有的基督徒说,你们要谨慎行事。
Watch where you step in life.
你要看看你在生活中你是
He tells us specifically what he has in mind. He says, don't be unwise.
他特别地告诉我们,不要没有智慧,不要愚昧。
That means don't be inept.
不要愚昧,不要成为一个傻人笨人。
But he said, be wise.
他告诉我们要有智慧。
That means skilled.
那说明我们就是我们是有能力的。
And he tells us how to do that. He says, make the most of your time.
他告诉我们怎么样做到这一点呢？就是说要爱惜光阴。
The Greek word means to buy up opportunities.
也就是说呢，他说是要我们要珍惜光阴。
Doesn't mean we pay money for time.
也不是说我们要买时间。
It means make the most of the seasons in life.
我们要在我们的所有这个时间里边呢，要做出最多的事情。
I'm from the state of Minnesota.
我是从明尼苏达来的。
You probably knew that by my white hair and my blue eyes.
可能从我这个pale 的这个浅色头发和我的蓝眼睛看得出来。
We snow and water ski.
哎，我们是滑雪，而且我们也滑水。
We snow ski in the winter when there is.Snow.
对，我们冬天的时候呢就滑雪。
And we water ski in the summer when the river isn't frozen over.
当那个夏天河里的冰化的时候呢，我们就滑水。
We take advantage of the seasons.
对，我们就是来利用这每一个这个季节。
That's what Paul's saying here. Take advantage of the moments.
对，这就是保罗所说的，你在你这个所生活的时间，你要好好的利用。
And now he tells us how to do that. Be filled with the Spirit.
对，怎么样做呢？就是要让圣灵充满。
And that word means controlled.
就我们是被圣灵所掌控的。
Let the Spirit continually control you.
就让这个圣灵在不断的来掌控你的生活。
And then he goes on and describes what a Spirit-controlled person looks like.
让他告诉我们，这个以这圣灵掌控的生活，这个人呢是什么样的一个人。
And in Ephesians 5:20, he tells us that the very first thing we should look for is that a spirit-controlled person is always giving thanks.
在以弗所书第五章二十节，他说呢，就是一个被圣灵充满生活的这样的人呢，是常常感谢父神的人。
We're always expressing gratitude to God.
但是经常的，是总是要在感谢。
We're always expressing appreciation to our Lord.
总是要表示我们是非常的感恩对我们的主。
We're acknowledging we only have because He has given.
我们知道我们有是因为他给我们。
It's what John the Baptist said, and it's what the Apostle Paul said.
这是这个施洗约翰说的，也是那个使徒保罗说的。
We have clothes to wear, food to eat, homes to live in, jobs to go to.
我们有衣服穿，我们有房子住，我们有工作做。
Because God has given them to us.
因为神给了我们这些。
In another place, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we referenced it in previously in our service.
在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节所说的。
He says, "Always give thanks for all things."
他告诉我们凡事谢恩。
That is, at all times.
这就是所有的时间。
And there's no limit to the extent of our thanksgiving.
是，对我们的感恩是没有界限的。
And I might suggest, maybe we just begin simply by saying, thank you, God.
我们就是从这个从就是简单说感谢神来开始这个。
We thank him for who he is and what he's given us.
我们感谢神。是神，也感谢神，他给我们这么多。
When bad things happen to us,
当那个不幸的事情在我们身上发生的时候
，and they do happen even to Christians,
这些事确实是会发生，而且呢，也会发生在我们基督徒身上。
We tend to focus on the losses and the hurts.
我们一般都是喜欢把眼睛放在这个我们的失去和我们的伤害上。
But what we should do is be grateful for what the losses and the hurts teach us.
那我们应该感恩的是什么呢？是这些失去和这些伤害所给我们的教给我们的这些功课。
We should be thankful for what the losses and the hurts drive us to do.
也我们要感恩呢，就这些不幸的事情，它叫我们驱使我们能做的那些事。
We pray more.
我们更多的祷告。
We trust more.
我们更多的信靠。
We depend on others more.
我们更多的向周围的人起行的帮助，寻求帮助。
We read His Word more.
我们更多的读经。
We claim His promises more.
我们更多的来来彰显他的，我们想到他的那所有那些应许。
So we gain a new perspective.
所以我们呢，在生活上呢，我们就从另一个新的角度来看待这些东西。
Even in the midst of hurt and pain.
就是在这些伤害和这些失去的这些。
We should choose to look at the gains, not the losses.
我们呢要学会要看，把眼睛看到我们所得到的，而不是看到我们所失去的东西。
Back in February, I lost a friend from the church.
在过去这个二月份，我失去了一个教会里的一个好朋友。
And because he was such a good man, and he made so many contributions to my life and to our church.
因为他是一个非常好的一个一个兄弟兄，为我们家还有为这个 church 为这个教会也做了很多的事。
It was easy to focus on the loss.
就是特别容易呢，就是把眼光放到这些失去的上面。
But I had to have an attitude adjustment.
所以我那时候想，我一定我得有一个这个我的生活态度上的一个改变。
And instead, I chose to look at the following things.
我没有看下面的这些东西。
I will see him again.
他想呢，而且我是在想呢，我呢以后还要再见他。
He's in heaven, not hell.
他是在天堂里，没有在地狱里。
His wife had him as a husband for over 40 years.
想到他的太太，有跟他在一起，他作为他太太的丈夫有四十年的时间。
His children had him as a dad for nearly 40 years.
他的孩子们呢，差不多也四十年，就是有他这样一个父亲。
He left a great spiritual legacy as a follower of Jesus.
他作为一个基督徒，他留下了很多的精神遗产。
A wonderful example for all of us to follow.
他是一个我们都很来效仿的这么一个非常好的一个榜样。
And he left a lasting impact as a dad, a grandfather, and a friend.
他呢对这些作为一个父亲，作为一个爷爷，作为一个朋友来说。他呢，被别人的生活上有了巨大的影响。
So I had an attitude adjustment. Instead of being thankless, I was thankful.
所以我数算出来以上这多这些呢，我竟值得我那个感恩的地方呢，我没有变成一个不感恩的人。
Thankful for the fact that God had blessed us with such a good man.
所以我就是感谢神呢，给我们一个这么好的一个弟兄。
Now let me get practical again.
再来一个这个实例吧。
To schedule a specific day to be thankful is a good thing.
所以我们呢都可以来指定某一天作为一个我们感恩的天。
I like turkey. I like gravy. I like potatoes. I like pumpkin pie.
所以我就像那 Thanksgiving 那些感恩节那些东西，什么火鸡啊，什么那个南瓜饼啊，什么那个这个火鸡的汁啊，什么就这个是土豆都喜欢。
But it's better to be thanks living than just one day or one moment of thanksgiving.
所以呢，作为我们基督徒来讲，我们是每天过一个感恩的生活呢，要远远比这个只有一年只有一天的感恩节呢要好得多。
So I want to challenge you to resolve to go through each day without complaint.
所以我向你们有个挑战，你们每天过，每天你都要做一个要那个努力的做一个过一个感恩的生活。
When tempted to complain, stop, put the brakes on.
当你正要去抱怨的时候，停下来，就开始要想感恩。
Adjust your attitude.
来，停下来就来调整你的这个态度。
Look at the gains instead of the losses.
来着眼看你所得到的，不要看你所失去的。
And thank the Lord for those gains and those losses.
来感谢主，因为这些你得到的，也为你失去的来感谢神。
Thank God for who He is.
感谢神是神。
Thank Him for saving you.
感谢神救了你。
Thank Him for the Lord Jesus, our Savior.
感谢神，送给我们耶稣基督，我们的救主。
Thank Him for the indwelling Holy Spirit.
感谢神给我们进驻的圣灵。
Thank Him for His Word.
感谢神的话。
Thank him for his church.
感谢神的教会。
Thank him for your spouse.
感谢神，我们的各自的啊，先生或者太太。
Thank him for your parents.
谢谢神，我谢谢神，我们给我们父母。
Thank him for your children and your grandchildren.
感谢神给我们孩子，还有孩子的孩子。
Thank him for your job.
感谢神给我们工作。
Thank him for your home.
感谢神给我们房子，给我们一个家。
Thank him for your friends.
感谢神，我们有朋友。
Thank him for food.
感谢神，我们有东西吃。
You own the restaurant, right?
他们有一个。
And thank him for clothes.
感谢神，我们有衣服穿。
And I could go on and on and on.
有很多很多，等等等等。
But I think you get the idea.
我想你知道我的意思是什么。
If we're spirit-controlled followers of Jesus,
作为一个用被圣灵掌控生活的基督徒，
we should be thankful people.
我们应该做感恩的人。
An attitude of gratitude is a mark of a true disciple of Christ.
所以一个真正的耶稣基督门徒的一个记号，就是有一个感恩的生活态度。
So my prayer for all of us is that today and every day we would be a thankful people.
所以我的祷告对我们所有人的祷告，就从今天以后，每一天我们都是一个感恩的人。
Because God is so good.
因为我们的神是这么这么的美好。
Let me pray.
咱们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the challenge to be thankful.
我们。天上的父，谢谢你给我们这个挑战，叫我们做一个感恩的人。
We are so grateful for the many, many, many things you've given to us.
我们对你赐给我们的这么这么多的东西，我们非常的感恩。
We don't deserve them.
我们其实真是不配。
We have not earned them.
我们不配得到这些东西。
You have just chosen to be good because you love us.
你这样对我们好，因为你爱我们。
And you desire to give us good things.
因为你想给我们好的东西。
And you want us to remember where they come from.
你想告诉我们，让我们知道我们是从哪来的。
So that we might worship you by giving you thanks.
我们可以。来谢谢称谢你，我们来敬拜你。
So may the Spirit produce gratitude in us today.
求圣灵给我们一个感恩的心，给感恩的心态。
And in every day.
And 以后的每一天里头。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen.
God bless you, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
神赐福大家一个快乐的感恩节，请早点。